And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Breaker production of Fortis Institute. Now, there's a new word going around teacher training, and if you're a parent, you're the villain in it. It's called adultism. The idea is that when a mom or dad sets a quote-unquote boundary, well, that's not parenting, it's oppression. The head of a conservative group says the material is showing up in what schools now call ethnic studies in at least 22 states. One training book defines adultism as the belief that adults get to decide young people's boundaries. Yeah, well, that's roughly the entire job description of a parent. At a San Francisco workshop, a slide told teachers the student-teacher relationship is oppressive by its very nature. She ties it all to the American Federation of Teachers voting to shield students from being outed to their parents and the Democratic Socialists of America, whose platform calls for abolishing the Senate, the Electoral College, and the Supreme Court. At a women's pro basketball game in Seattle, two teenage girls showed up supporting Sophie Cunningham, the Indiana player who's been very outspoken about keeping men out of women's sports. The girls say a co-owner of the Seattle Storm confronted them and told them they need to ask God's forgiveness for the sin of believing in biology. And then she cursed them out, with other fans joining in, yelling at the 16-year-olds to take out the trash. The team put out one of those apologies that doesn't really apologize for anything in particular, and the co-owner has been suspended for 5 games. Cunningham backed the girls publicly. Imagine grown adults screaming at teenage girls in a league, mind you, that exists because somebody once believed women deserve their own place to compete. And across the Atlantic, a ceremony at the Palace of the Westminster, the seat of the British government, handed out an award for empowering young women, and the recipient accepted it in a full face covering. She since told the British media that nobody's forcing her. Yeah, maybe that's true for her, but the covering's not a personal style choice that she came up with on her own. It comes from a system that spells out in writing how much of a woman is allowed to be seen and who decides. So when empowerment means a woman assuring the press that she picked her veil out all by herself, well, the words stop meaning much. And one more for parents, and this one's in your kitchen. Researchers at the University of Texas photoed every product marketed to kids 6 months to 3 years across 21 Austin, Texas grocery stores, nearly 2,800 items, and 81% of them were ultra-processed. Most parents assume the baby aisle meets some kind of nutrition standard, but it does not. And you know, the tastes kids form very early on tend to stick for their entire life. Health and Human Services keep telling Americans to get back to the real food, and this is exactly where it happens. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.